Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Playing with Squirrels, a Boy Meets World fancast. So last second edition, literally texted Paul last night. Hopefully this time we won't have an announcer in the middle of a convention interrupting us while we're recording. But we are waiting for the Royal Rumble to start. It's Sunday night. Our friends are here, so we're going to rush through this one. So it's going to be a short one, but we're talking about Danger Boy, which debuted on February 3rd, 1995. In this one, Eric seems to be making out with his tutor to kick off the episode, and his tutor wants to go on a double date. Yeah, she wants to do a double date because her cousin's in town, who's played by Mina Savory.
I was just a random Mina Savory
has one line, and then gone. And Eric's like, "Hey, like you should. My brother would be great." And right at that moment, Corey runs in and screams, "Look, I'm a fountain!" and starts spitting water everywhere. But smooth as hell, Sean comes walking down, and she's like, "That guy seems cool. I want my cousin to date him instead." Which, like, what an awful, awful person to try to separate a brother and his, like, two brothers. When he's like, "Look, yeah, like she's here for a week."
It's obvious that like she wasn't going to be returning.
No,
like she's obviously not a fun person. No. Like, that's just rude.
Yeah, it's a mean thing to do. And then we have the subplot, which is Feeny feels like everyone thinks he's safe. And there's a cameo from Mimi from the Drew Carey Show as the teacher who's helping them choose who's going to be like the leader of each club. Another like, what is she doing here? And then she's gone.
Boy Meets World actually has a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of those just random like.
But I don't even know. Like, I can't remember if this. I guess the Drew Carey Show was on at this point. Like, Mimi was popular.
Yeah, she had to be a thing. Like, Mina Savory, like, it...
Mina Savory was before she was popular.
Yeah, this was before American Pie.
Yeah.
American Pie and American Beauty and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It was before that.
The American series that she was a part of. But the other... There's three subplots, because the third one is completely a throwaway subplot between Alan and Amy arguing about money spent between a haircut and a game of poker.
Yeah. That was... By the way, like... When did this come out? 1996?
95.
$130 haircut. And 1995 is a bit much.
So I have a note here because she spends $130 on a haircut. He loses $300 in a game of poker. And I said, man, their argument ends way too quickly when their combined spent money is more than what's in my bank account right now.
Yeah, like, how good of a grocer is he that, like, they just... It's like literally three throwaway lines about $450 of wasted money.
Yeah,
it's just like, and they're just like, "Nah, we're good.
Let's make out. We're happy." there's a really random Elvis joke in here too.
There's two Elvis jokes.
But yeah, Corey goes to Chubby's because he's lonely. He goes, "I'm a single man on the town. What do you got for me?" And Chubby says, "Envy." And then
Chubby is one of those guys I really wish lasted more than like a season.
Yeah.
Because he was just that fun, random guy that like you just loved. Because he had amazing lines and every time he was in an episode.
Yeah, he always killed it in there. And then this is when Corey stumbles upon the fact that Sean was picked for the double date. And that's when he starts to feel like he's not cool and dangerous.
And we see Mina Savory.
Yeah. So that's her one cameo. This is when Feeny overhears Corey describing himself as the Candyland loser. And he has the one line where he's like, Sean's like, "You're more than a Candyland loser. What did you do after Candyland?" He's like, "We colored, but I did really good. I stayed in the lines and everything."
Mom put mine on the...
Mom put mine on the fridge. But Feeny decides, you know what? We are both being incorrectly assumed as safe and cool.
Really? But are they...
Like, no, they're not.
They are. They are literally the same people. Like, how often is Corey the one that gets in trouble in Boy Meets World?
It's he just gets convinced to get in trouble.
It's always Sean doing the really terrible stuff, and then Sean Corey might get some blowback from being around it, but he generally is the safe person, and so is Feeny. Like, Feeny goes and eventually gets like he retires and goes to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and then comes back and they are the two safe characters, but we want them to be the safe characters.
Well, then they go to the infamous Philadelphia Amusement Park, Adventure Park.
That's a thing.
Adventure Park, we all grew up around there, to ride the terrifying ride, The Last Ride. Where everyone needs to sign a waiver because, to quote the park owner, things happen.
I couldn't stop laughing this entire scene because he was just like, weren't you in the back? And he was just like, at one point, yeah. I was thrown forward.
I was thrown forward. I had to run. I had to run to the front of the train. This is the best. This is the only, like, this episode's all right, but this last third is
the entire reason for watching the episode.
Oh, my God. Because Corey, they get off and Corey goes, piece of cake. And he goes, like, what? He goes, I threw up a piece of cake.
He's like, you want a piece of cake? No. I threw up a piece of cake.
The faces when they come off of the ride and they're just frozen in fear. Highlight. It's the best part in the episode. And
George,
I like,
what do you want to do? Get the kid off my back.
What I like that Feeny keeps yelling, let's light this candle.
He just slapped his eye. Let's light this candle.
But,
I love this. But yeah, you always bring me on like an episode where it's just like it touches me a little bit too much. Like, I was that guy that got like passed over because I was too safe. Like, I literally was passed over a date because, quote unquote, I was not man enough.
Hey, you know what?
I was just like, oh.
That's what this whole podcast is.
I know it is. But, like, every day, like, you brought me in on the grocer episode.
Introduced me to a podcaster who was dangerous.
I know, but, like, you definitely bring me on these episodes that are, like, they hit a little too close to home.
This one wasn't even intentional. This was I called you in as a reinforcement.
I know, and then I started watching the episode, and I'm like, oh, I remember this one. This one defined my childhood, and I wasn't even a child at this point. I was already in high school. But
well, our pizza's on the way. The rumble's about to start.
But by the time this episode, you can hit me up anytime because I love it. It gives me an excuse to watch Boy Meets World, and I'll do that all the time.
We got our shortest episode yet, so we're gonna end it here. But you guys, stay tuned because there's plenty more of season 2 to go. Later.
See you guys.